Good morning, happy Friday, and this should be the Drive Time Friday show. All right, well, let's do this, folks. Since Skype is acting in its usual microshaft fashion, and I can't even tell if we're on air or not, we'll just pretend we are, and I'm not even sure if I can hear Randy, because I'm not hearing him yet either this morning. But it is a Friday morning. If we can talk, it's time to talk about what is going on in a world gone mad. And I have thankfully got Phil online. He is the station engineer. And he's trying to get us up, but as of yet, Phil, no audio, so I'm not hearing anything. I'm not hearing Randy either. So I'll just say, hey, again, good morning, folks. There is a whole lot to talk about, and since it's looking like it's just me, at least for a minute, till we get Randy, we'll start with some of the, I would guess, most significant events of the last week or so, which basically boils down to people admitting the number and the depth and the degree that we've been lied to over time. So when it comes to, for example, the latest mass murder in a gun-free killing zone, we have more and more information coming out about the fact that, yes, there was a stand-down order given. Yes, parents were prevented from going and doing what the cops told them they were supposed to do and practiced to do. But when push came to shove and the trained agents went in to kill kids, or was it just one agent? We don't know. The point is, if you follow the money, if you ask the question, quo bene, all you got to do is see who's dancing on the graves. Before the bodies were even cold, they were out fundraising and saying, we need more gun control. Got to disarm you peons. So, yeah, the information keeps coming out. They lied again, and I think history bears this out. The more we find out about just how badly this thing was, no, not just botched, planned. We'll leave it at that for now. Suffice it to say that there is a lot more going on as well, too. And I'm still looking for Randy. We're dead air, it says. Okay. Well, I'll keep talking because we're doing a recording at this point anyway. Well, it says we're live. So Phil is telling me we're live, and unfortunately I can't hear Randy. It's not a great back and forth if we can't hear each other. Normally there's a lag, and it's kind of gnarly to try and hear each other, but this is worse even than that. Okay, how now? Can you hear me, Randy?
I can hear you now.
Hey, isn't that amazing? What a wonderful technology. Its trouble is it's so easily hacked and messed with, and that seems to be what's happened. So if you can hear me, I'll say great. It's great to talk with you, at least to talk with you through the station's audio. And obviously we're way into the past the music point. So good morning, folks. And obviously we've had some technical issues again. Thankfully, Phil is online working to try to straighten things out. But I guess, Randy, this is just what you have to get used to when you're dealing with a communist nation where everything is descending into total chaos. And as we're increasingly, I think even the dumbed-down people are realizing that this is by design. So much of this is being messed with. And again, how are you doing? And let's let you say what's on the top of your list today to talk about.
Oh, it's a wonderful day in our... Well, maybe not. In the global neighborhood, it's fallen apart around their ears. The kingdom of heaven is alive and well, and the Lord Jesus Christ is on the throne. And so, take heart in that, folks. Take heart in that. So, well, we've got mass shootings going on everywhere, Mark.
By design. Well, not everywhere, Randy. They're only going on in gun-free killing zones. Obviously, you have the total cesspools like Chicago and Baltimore and New York City, where every place is a gun-free killing zone, and then you have mass murder all the time. It's just that they happen in onesies and twosies, where people are already red-flagged and registered and gun-checked and background-checked and prohibited, and assault weapons are banned, and see how good that works. And the answer is it works just as well in places like Uvalde, where looks like, as more and more information comes out, there was a stand-down order given. And if you follow the money, it's hard not to suggest that the very people that were dancing on graves before the bodies are cold had something, at least, to gain from at nothing less standing down and at worst helping, participating, precipitating what happened. It wouldn't be the first time. It wouldn't be the 20th time, actually. Americans need to be disgusted and angry and paying attention.
And not fall for the media line that we get all the guns off the streets and everyone will be safe. I mean, they've done that in Australia, and the gun crime there, the robberies, the shootings have escalated There's more than when before. But here's a little note of that the media will not tell you. In Charleston, West Virginia, within just 24 hours, two potential mass shootings unfolded. One at a school in Uvalde, Texas, another in Charleston, West Virginia. Only one of the incidents had police involved and had the shooter surrounded. Unfortunately, this was the most tragic and deadliest one at Robb Elementary. In Charleston, however, another potential mass shooting unfolded hours later, which the shooter, armed with an AR-15, targeted children at a graduation party outside an apartment complex. Unlike Robb Elementary, the apartment complex hadn't been hardened, and the police hadn't trained 2 months earlier on how to deal with a mass shooter. Also, unlike Robb Elementary, there were no school resource officers on the scene to protect the children. Fortunately, however, also unlike Robb Elementary, private individuals aren't banned from carrying guns. That is why the only person to be killed at the Charleston mass shooting unfolded was the shooter, 37-year-old Dennis Butler. According to police, Butler had sped through the area early that day, and parents of the children at the party told him to slow down. This apparently caused Butler to snap, and he left only to return later with an AR-15, which he acquired illegally, and began firing on the crowd of parents and children. Butler then left, but later returned, parked in front of 1300 Renaissance Circle, and pulled the AR-15-style rifle. Butler fired his weapon at people attending the graduation ceremony. Let's see.
Last thing Butler ever did.
West Virginia is a permit. Anyway, luckily, a woman at the party was carrying when Butler began firing into the crowd of children. She pulled out her pistol and ended the threat, killing the would-be mass shooter before anyone was harmed.
Yep.
Police said claimed that the woman is not going to face any charges. Butler had an extensive criminal record, and the police hail her as a hero, saving many lives. You'll not hear that in the prostitute news.
Nope. For the obvious reason.
So.
Doesn't advance the agenda.
Yes. Doesn't match the agenda. Doesn't match the other one. There's also, it looks like, Ohio governor is going to sign a bill to arm the teachers in the schools.
All that the Ohio governor would have to do, and all that any governors have to do, or for that matter anywhere else, is just get out of the way. And let the good teachers, the ones that actually have some care and responsibility, take care of the situation by doing what they know needs to be done. And honestly, I hear this, Randy, and it always irritates me. Oh, I wouldn't trust a teacher to carry a gun. Well, then you shouldn't be allowing those teachers anywhere near your kids, you idiot. If you can't trust them to use deadly force to protect your kid, what do you expect to have them learn from that same individual you can't trust to protect them? This is the kind of stupidity that I think and suggest we just plain have to call out. By the way, Randy, I have been referring to the Charleston, West Virginia rightful American action as simply another example of the Darwin Award, because what Butler, the criminal that went and got his illegal AR-15, and it's illegal not because shall not be infringed doesn't apply, but just because it shows you that criminals don't pay any attention to stupid laws anyway. Anyway, he wins the Darwin Award because he didn't check and find out that this was not a gun-free killing zone. Any idiot ought to know that if you're going to kill mass people, you better do it in the gun-free killing zone. Ask about Chicago or Baltimore or New York, or find out that school zones are almost universally gun-free killing zones. But you better check first. And I guess that's what spotters and FBI handlers are for, to make sure that they know exactly where they need to go. And I'll say this again, Randy and listeners, if you're not cynical, if you're not saying, why the hell are we seeing so many of these things in spite, no, because of all the idiocy that they keep passing. Now they're talking about ghost guns. Well, this wasn't a ghost gun. Ghost guns have nothing to do with it. The whole point of the bill that is now out of committee in the Communist Congress to ban ghost guns is because they want to say, oh, we don't care if you build it yourself. We don't care if it doesn't come in commerce. If you try to say, oh, this has nothing to do with the nexus that's been claimed against all ordinary Americans who don't know any better that we'll use to infringe their right to self-defense. What they're doing, Randy, in other words, is expanding the net to try to make any firearm by any peon in their hands a prohibited, you can't own it kind of property. And it ought to infuriate people. Go ahead.
Well, absolutely. And the biggest thing about the Second Amendment, it's not about, well, it's about self-defense against, you know, criminals. The biggest thing about the Second Amendment is against government. It's our protection against out-of-control government, which we see now absolutely every day. I mean, just look at all of the reports coming out about the rogue FBI. I mean, they're out of control. BATF, you name it. FDA raiding farmers selling raw milk. Oh, God forbid. By the way, do you pasteurize your milk there, Mark?
No, obviously not, Randy, sorry. And we don't sell it either, and I want to make that clear, because we do not engage in commerce with anything. We simply grow and feed and take care of things that we need in the way of food, and to the best of our human ability, we try to avoid any entanglements or strings attached with any of the contracts and Big Brother impediments. I don't ask for crop subsidies, don't do any of that kind of jazz. We don't do commercial agriculture. In other words, we don't give them any excuse to say, oh, you're a slave of the almighty state. Same thing goes for our fellowship. As most folks here know, you know, I teach and do a worship service on the Sabbath, on the evening, and we're not a 501c3 tax-exempt, state-chartered corporate entity of some other god. We try to serve Yah and Him alone. So we avoid all of those things. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's just, you know, if we go back to what Harmon Taylor says and we take their filthy lucre, unjust wage and money, then we've signed up into their system with the bankers. Yes. There was a reason that Yeshua went into the temple and threw the bankers out.
And he asked the question with the coin, right? Whose image and inscription is on this? Well, if it's Caesar's, then you better serve Caesar. But if in fact it's Yah's, then serve him. And the question, of course, he didn't ask it, but it was implied, I think. Whose are we? Joshua says it, choose this day whom you will serve. You can't serve two masters. Yeshua made that point over and over again. It's very clear and very important that we choose who we serve. Now, since we went there, Randy, I want to go back to that ghost gun thing, and I want to encourage people to pay attention to what the grave dancers are doing here. Again, the bodies weren't even cold before because they had this done in advance and they knew it was going to happen. And I guarantee you there's going to be more because they know those are happening too. And the same FBI that is not doing what they're supposed to do. I think the only crime the FBI actually cares about is pirating videos, Randy. I see that notice every time I turn on. They seem to care a lot more about that than committing treason. But anyway, back to the issue of the grave dancers. They are pushing this ghost gun thing. It's stuck into this bill that is now cleared committee. And here's the concept, folks. If you go to a licensed firearms dealer from a licensed firearms manufacturer who has to be infringed because he has asked Big Brother for permission to do something without which permission is quote-unquote illegal but actually constitutionally protected. So they have established this web where they say, oh, see, if you buy a firearm from a dealer who is licensed, then you must sign that form and you must pretend that you are a slave. And if you can't pass the background check, you don't get to own property because it's not really yours anyway, you slave you. But what this whole ghost gun thing is about is saying, oh, wait a minute. We realize that there is a quote-unquote loophole here free people actually could go into a shop, a machine shop. They could manufacture a firearm like John Browning used to, or a fellow named Samuel Colt. They made those things. They just went and made them, and they designed them, and they built them. And we can't have that anymore. Slaves can't even make things on their own. And so they're basically trying to say that any thing, don't call it a firearm, any projectile-based defense weapon that you might have, if it doesn't have a serial number, you pee on you, you slave you, you're now a felon. And this is a new expansion that says, oh, see, we're not even pretending that we care about all those other connections before, like licensed and lying on a form 4337 and all that. We're just saying if you're a slave, and you are because we say you are, then you can't have anything that we say you can't own. And I've said this too for years, Randy. The whole idea that they start with the one piece of property. Take a look. It's the only, the single piece of property that is enumerated in the Constitution and Bill of Rights that says anything about it, especially shall not be infringed. So isn't it ironic? They infringe first the pieces of property that shall not. If they can do that, then slaves can't own anything. So I have said it before, I'll say it again. The whole idea of possession of anything being prohibited is for slaves. Free people can own anything because they're free people. And that includes their own bodies, by the way. So go ahead, Randy.
Oh, no, we can't have you owning your own body because, well, you don't know enough to take care of it. There's all of these deadly things out there that we need to vaccinate you against and make it mandatory. Yes.
And
then
if we
have
disarm
Klaus Schwab in the World Economic Forum openly saying, you will own nothing. And you're going to be very happy about it. Oh, you're just going to love that. Yes, yes.
Well, you'll think you're safe. That is, until you realize that. Oh no, wait a minute. I live in a gun-free killing zone. I'll never be safe. And that's part of the problem. This week we had a number of other things. I was talking, and I don't even know if it got on air or not, but about the things that were being revealed. Admissions from evil. And we had a number of them. Janet Yellen, for example, admitted she didn't have a clue about the inflation that she was unleashing. I guess she gets to go with the I'm stupid defense, because when she says I'm clueless, I believe her. But on the other hand, Tony Fauci, the most evil man on planet Earth, came right out and said, you know, we really don't care about masks on airplane. The issue is power. That's why the DOJ has to go after the mask issue, because we have to make sure we understand that it's the three-letter agencies that have the real power here. The CDC, as he put it in this case, that gets to say what you peons have to do, and that we are going to defend the power to enforce our will over the peons. That was the real issue. He came right out and admitted it. And this is the kind of thing that's going on, Randy. By the way, you said something about New Zealand and Australia, and you were on a roll, so I didn't interrupt, but I can't help but think, you know, those were the places where the totalitarians went the most whole hog and said, you know, we're going to throw people to the ground. They attacked people in parks for not wearing their slave muzzles. They basically were strapping people down and vaccinating them and so forth. Well, guess what? They were pre-disarmed. New Zealanders, Australians, they couldn't fight back. They didn't have any First Amendment way of saying, hell no, you're not going to poison me or my kids. And what we saw was a demonstration of it's not just killing kids in school. Oh, it's we can kill anybody anywhere once you're all disarmed.
Absolutely. That's their whole goal. That's their whole plan. Because an armed people is a detriment to their, quote, power. The power of the agency, the power of the government, the power of the state, the power of little g, their God. That's where we're at. That's where we're at.
Well, we've got less than a minute. I'll throw out one other thing, I guess, that kind of shows where we're at, and then we can take it on further, but in a new direction after the break. The trial of one of Hitler's right-hand people, lawyer Michael Sussman, which again made clear to everybody that was paying attention just how far gone the rule of law really is. Well, or at least some people are certainly way above it. And we'll pick it up there right after the bottom of the hour break. now, folks, to the second half, actually about the second three quarters, I guess, because we missed a lot of the first part with the usual problems with a microshaft product, which they didn't develop. They just bought it and then ruined it, which is Skype, and was causing us issues. But, hey, we've seen that before. Anyway, we are back, and as we went to break, we're talking about, or starting to talk about, one of the other indicators of, they are admitting, in one way or another, that the rule of law is dead. Stick a fork in it. The three-letter agencies are here for one purpose, and that's to destroy the rule of law and to make sure that the lies continue and that those that actually try to come out with the truth are punished for it. And here was the news from earlier in the week out of the Sussman trial in the District of Criminals, where a jury of the peers of a Clinton crony, Michael Sussman, the 2016 campaign lawyer for the liars, lied to the FBI. Now, here's the funny part. There was no doubt that he lied to the FBI. Now, I would suggest that lying to the FBI in a free world is not a crime, because the FBI thinks they can lie to anybody else. They're not ever held responsible for anything. They go in and they support criminal agencies, and they, as we saw in the first World Trade Center bombing that didn't come off, is because not for lack of trying by the FBI. So, yeah, color me a little bit skeptical when it comes to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. But in any case, Sussman lied to them, but it turns out that he can get away with it because he is a leftist. He lied outright, and that doesn't matter. So a jury of Clinton cronies, and that's what they were made up, it is, after all, the District of Criminals, found him not guilty. Because the only people that are guilty of lying to the FBI are obviously conservatives and people who believe in the Constitution and so forth. Randy, this would be funny if it wasn't so stinking disgusting. And by the way, during the trial, the only thing that actually happened that was useful was that another Clinton crony, campaign manager Robbie Mook, testified that Hillary herself personally approved of the disinformation campaign to try to destroy the incoming regime, the incoming, well, Trump administration, which turned into a continuation of the Obama regime. Go ahead.
Oh, it's all about who you are and who your friends are, of whether there's any justice in this country. There is no justice. Any one of us, any one of the listeners out there, you or me, Mark, if we are sitting down in front of an FBI minion of Satan that walk in men's bodies and make any kind of a comment other than I remain silent, they could even charge you with that.
They'll lie to you. They'll lie about you. And you know what's funny, Randy? They don't even record these conversations. The FBI agent fills out a form later about what he says you said. And that's what gets entered into the official record. And all he's got to do is just lie on it. And, hey, they're trained to do that. They're not quite as good as the CIA, but they're at least trained to lie. If you're Hitler-y, they'll give you a hammer and they'll help you smash a disk drive into oblivion. But if you're a Clinton friend, they may come at 4 in the morning and bring a SWAT team and raid your house.
Yes, with the news cameras out front. Yes, yes.
Secret, mind you.
Yeah, see here, we're protecting you, America. Yeah, we're protecting you. No, this is just a total, well, nightmare in a way, Mark, that we're living in, that we see this all falling apart around us. But here we come back to, it's a case of the American people refuse to follow God the Father and repent of their sins, and we're reaping the whirlwind.
Absolutely. It's true. It's well-deserved. Any judgment that is brought down on this country by the creator of the universe is well-deserved. The point is, of course, pray that we be counted worthy to escape the things that are coming. With that in mind, I want to throw out two more,
amen,
I'm going to call them related stories. I don't know if you saw this one or not. Of course, the next plandemic has already been released. They got all kinds of candidates for it, but it looks like the winner is monkeypox. And it turns out that what we have is, in Europe, there were two raves that were basically homosexual orgies with sodomy galore, and monkeypox managed to reap the whirlwind there on all these sodomites. And so what was the first thing that happened was be afraid, be very afraid. Oops, wait a minute. No. This is on sodomy. It must be okay. So who, the same people that are coming out and saying, we want new powers to destroy your business, to poke your kids, to destroy your ability to travel, to do anything without taking the poison poke and wearing your mask, you little slave you, they also came out and said, oh, wait a minute. There are pride events this month, and the fact that, you know, this outbreak of monkeypox happened at a gay event, we don't want that to be an issue. So they said it's more important that pride celebrations do not change over monkeypox concerns than it is, you know, anything we might worry about people's health. How's that for coming right out and saying, you know, there are things that transcend our desire to protect your health, like, well, the desire to kill you and to make sure that your kids turn out to be prideful and gay. This is obscene, and it's true, and that's what ought to really shock people.
The decadence, the immorality, and everything else. I mean, they're shoving it down the people's throat. Gay pride parades and all this happy, you know, crap. That's what it is.
And
we will be.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that you're right. They're shoving it down people's throats. And there's one other element. This was kind of part two of the 1-2 pride punch. This story came out from the United States Marine Corps. Now, some of us remember we have at least one late friend who was always proud to say he was a Marine. And even though he was retired, you're always a Marine. But I think probably our mutual friend among many other Marines would be saying, well, maybe the Marine Corps has died and left us at this point. But if you didn't see it, the following tweet came out on June 1 from the official United States Marine Corps tweeter, who said, throughout June, the USMC takes hashtag pride in recognizing and honoring the contributions of our LGBTQ service members. We remain committed to, listen to this and laugh in disgust, we remain committed to fostering an environment free from discrimination. Less, of course, you believe in the Bible or don't want to take the poison poke, in which case we'll drum you out of the service and probably destroy your life. So, free from discrimination, unless, of course, we want to discriminate, and defend the values of treating all who matter, equally with dignity and respect. Signed, hashtag Pride Month USMC, and there was a picture of a Marine helmet with a little gay pride bunch of bullets in the headband. And as you might suspect, Randy, there were no shortage of Marines who took offense at what was being done to foster cohesion and unity. And basically, China is laughing at us, said one. This doesn't look good, makes us look weak, it's ridiculous. We're supposed to be killing the enemy, not each other. This is an indication, Randy, I will suggest, of even the Marines, a once proud, and not in the pride sense, but a once proud service that actually defended their country, what has happened to them, and what that means for the national defense.
Well, what it means is we are Babylon, and it's all coming about the way the Lord said it would, about the destruction of Babylon. It's all coming about just as he said it would. And, well, and your show, come out of her, my people. That's a case of coming out. You gotta stand up and say no. No, we will not tolerate this.
And you're exactly right. And honestly, there's not a lot else we can do, but that is sufficient. That is the scriptural admonition, touch not the unclean thing, don't participate in the sins. As we have talked about many times here, the founders phrased it that government depends on the consent of the governed. So what did they do? What should we do? Withdraw consent. I'll say it this way. The United States Marine Corps has, just like Ronald Reagan said about the Democrats, they have left the United States. They are no longer fighting for truth, justice, and America. I don't know that they can fight at all. But one thing's for damn sure. They are not walking in obedience to Scripture the way they always used to when they were an organization that honored their oath before God, and it was a God that they knew and believed in. If they believed in that God, they wouldn't be doing things that he calls abomination and being proud of it.
What more can you say, Mark?
I know.
It's just, it's gotten so far out of control, so far beyond what we ever imagined it to be. I mean, 25 years ago, 27 years ago when I started on the radio, I mean, these things were
on the back burner. I remember.
But now we're teaching our children that this is the way to be. This is what you should do, children. It's just beyond hope.
Well, and the bottom line remains. We simply have to say, this is not what I signed up for, and I won't. The man in the White House, the man who basically is, was an obscene mob boss, and now is just a senile diaper-wearing cretin puppet for communist China, that's not a president. Certainly it's not our president. It's not a president of anything that anybody who has half a brain would want to be subject to, and we shouldn't. Just simply say no. They're going to do things. They're going to say, oh, we're going to come and we're going to take your guns. And the answer is no. It's just simply no. You do so without legal authority. You had Fauci this week again saying, we don't care about the law. We're going to do it because you peons don't have a choice. We're not going to let you. And the answer is, no wonder they want our guns. Because the right answer is, you'll come and do it, but somebody isn't going to walk away from this. And if it's those people who serve God, fine. We have our protection in him. And we're told not to participate. We're told at some point that they're going to come and they're going to enforce a mark of the beast. We know better than to take that. Well, all of these are the precursors. They got to disarm people before they can make all of them take it or die. And we're seeing all of those things now. Now let me throw one other one out here. This was kind of interesting, Randy. Klaus Schwab, certainly up there with Fauci as one of the most evil men on the planet, issued a veiled threat to the president of Brazil, Bolsonaro, because that man actually came out and did what an actual leader of a country was supposed to do. He said, we're not going to participate with this World Health Organization BS. They strictly refused to sign the WHO's Plandemic Treaty, which grants, or at least claims to grant, the global health body overarching powers to disarm, destroy, poison, poke, and kill, and run roughshod over any country's law. Anyway, Bolsonaro said Brazil will not get into this treaty. Brazil is autonomous, will not get into this. You can forget it. I've already spoken to our foreign relations cabinet. If that proposal goes forward, it won't be with Brazil. And furthermore, he added, I was the only statesman that did adhere to the lockdown policies. And he's right. And that is what a leader is supposed to do. And what's disgusting is those that even come close to it. And Trump started down that path, did not pursue it, didn't literally, he caved when it mattered. He essentially allowed himself to say, oh, I'm not going to call out the Marines. Maybe he knew that they were already prideful rather than proud. We don't have leadership, Randy. So what we have to do is be leaders ourselves and say, I will not participate. I will come out. Go ahead.
And follow the ultimate leader, the Lord Jesus Christ, God of creation, the God of all, and that's where we have to stand. That's where we have to stand.
His name in the original language means salvation of Yah. It's who he is. It's what he is about, and that's the key, and that's the thing I think that people miss. There is one salvation, and it is not through fakes. Whether they pretend to be senile diaper face wearers or not. We are supposed to follow, well, you know, he said it, you can't follow two, you can't follow God and mammon, you can't follow two masters, you gotta pick one. If God be God, serve him. And he is, and they're not. Ultimately, it really is that
simple.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Here's a little note from, Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan. He just told a room full of analysts and investors that economic hurricane is barreling straight towards the United States and that his company is bracing for impact. Oh, but the unemployment numbers are great and everything else, and oh, $5 gasoline, $10 gasoline is a wonderful thing because, well, people will drive less and there'll be less global warming, and oh, yes.
All kinds of stuff that turns out to be scientifically illiterate and ignorant. And here's one on that subject, Randy, that I think is kind of funny. They're warning people. California basically is seeing a shutdown of its hydroelectric part of the grid, which is less and less because they have gone to all kinds of so-called renewable resources that turns out aren't there when they need them. And so as they're forcing people into electric cars and thinking that, oh, you know, $20 a gallon gasoline is bad, but how about 30 cents a kilowatt hour? That turns out I won't be able to drive my electric car anyway. But wait a minute, the grid's going to brown out on me. If I thought my air conditioner was important, how much more so when I can't even drive my car, much less run the air conditioner in an electric car? So this is the kind of stuff that literally if they had not been dumbed down, they would have seen through the ruse. You cannot convert the entire economy of this country and all the cars to electricity, and the grid won't handle it. It's that simple. But especially now that the grid's been destroyed. So on every front, people are seeing, oh, look, we've been sold the bill of goods.
Well, let's see. It's happened before. It's happening now. And it'll continue to happen until the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he puts all this straight. Come soon, Lord Jesus. This madness, this insanity around us, put an end to it, oh Lord, put an end to it.
Well, in the meanwhile,
on the economic side, folks, we've mentioned it before, in Technocracy, news. We're up to 22 food processing facilities on top of the bird flu, et cetera, that have been burnt to the ground. And so how much of that is affecting your food? You better get out there, dig up that front yard, and put you in. Oh, maybe you shouldn't be able to do that because, oh, the zoning, the city says, oh, you can't grow a tomato in your front yard.
How do you starve? Because you won't take the poison poke. You got to find some other way to kill you. You're right.
Yes.
And on that front, back to the other aspects of economics, this one is at least a little bit enlightening. The Mint, the U.S. Mint, which sells gold coins and silver coins, sold 147,000 ounces of 1 ounce gold eagles. Well, actually, in varying denominations. So some of them were 1 ounce, some were fractionals. Anyway, they added up to 147,000 ounces, over 200,000 coins. That was up 67%. From March, a one-month increase of 67%. So far this year, they've sold over 661,000 eagles. Gold bullion demand is up a staggering 617%. And so basically, a market strategist told Kitco, maybe people are figuring out what's coming. Gee, do you think? And once they realize that silver is even more, marketable and more useful because it's easier to make a change from a silver quarter than it is a gold eagle, you're going to see a huge rebound in all of these things. Ultimately, Randy, they're going to be unable to keep up the ruse and to sell paper like there's no tomorrow. Already, when it comes to silver, you're seeing that the difference between a real ounce of physical silver and a fake one is pretty close to $9 or more, depending upon what you want to try to get a hold of. But it costs $9 or more an ounce more to buy real silver than it does to buy stuff that they can print. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. Yes. And my silver guy, he says, I can get it, but it's probably 6 or 8 weeks out before I can get delivery on silver. And you're right. It's $9 to $12 over what the supposed market in New York is calling for.
The crooked casino, the spot market, yeah.
Yes.
One more quick
but,
one. Go ahead.
Another one out of the World Economic Forum, they're saying, well, within 5 years, no more currency, no more coins, it will all be digital.
Oh, yeah, better have your mark to use it or else.
But.
Well, I'll get
well, plant your garden, folks.
And I'll suggest this too, Randy. I mean, what we're really seeing here, it's not like we haven't talked about this many times, but I think more and more people, as they start to say, wow, they really do intend to kill us. They really do intend to disarm people. They got to do that first before they can complete the mark of the beast and all these other things. Well, what that means for the rest of us is, yes, we need to have our own food supplies as best we can, and none of us, I guarantee you folks, if you haven't learned to plant a garden yet and got some things already under your belt, you're not going to be able to survive on what you can grow when the economy comes apart at the seams. You're going to have help. So you got to come out. You need to be able to trade. You know, can you trade goat's milk for eggs? Can you trade tomatoes that you've grown for cucumbers? Can you trade your skills at fixing somebody's broken down tractor so that you can maybe have some of the produce that comes out of the field that they harvest with that tractor? Actually, most people that have tractors are going to know how to fix them. But you get the point. You're going to have to come out and establish separate economic situations while you still can. And there's a lot to learn. And for those that are just now really figuring it out, it's a pretty steep learning curve. I want to close with one other story that I think is funny because it's another indication of the level of the lies. This came from Dr. Mercola this week called Fake Meat, Fake Breast Milk, and Food Shortages. You know who's been buying up farmland, knowing that there was a famine coming? Oh, yeah, same guy that wants to poison people with his vaccines. Bill Gates and the Bill Gates Foundation and so forth. They love to kill Africans especially and sterilize them over there with new, volatile, untested drugs and vaccines. Well, anyway, they announced that a startup company that they put together back in June of 2020, which is called BioMilQ, spelled with a Q for, I guess, you know what, it's queer milk, because it's not regular milk. They use epithelial cells to pretend to manufacture things just like a real breast does. So why not use a real breast? But isn't it amazing that all of this happened just in time for the breast milk replacement horrible incident where they have basically shut off the imports from overseas, shipped what was in America down to the southern border so that illegal aliens and invaders can have it, and yet another tragedy that happened right on schedule in order to provide more profits for those that are pushing this whole thing. What do you say, Randy? It's less than 30 seconds.
This whole, you know, we got the FDA shutting down Abbott factory, because of, well, supposed irregularities, and then all of a sudden, oh, there's no formula for the babies.
A shortage.
Well, let's see. What? Yes.
There are no coincidences is the problem, and people better realize it. Hey, thanks, Randy. Shabbat shalom, folks.
Thank you, Mark. Hang in there. Go!